Now he's a U.S. Marshal and a Lone Ranger. He is a U.S. Marshal and a Lone Ranger.
Black Cowboys is the new album from Dom Flemons, co-founder of the Carolina Chocolate Drops. It's a tribute to the often overlooked music, culture, and history of the Black Cowboys. The album's on Smithsonian Folkways, and Dom Flemons joins us from NPR in Washington to talk about it. Dom Flemons, welcome to Here and Now.
Well, Eric, thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be on the show.
There were thousands of Black Cowboys, but that's often been left out of the narrative of the American West. From dime store novels to old Hollywood Westerns, there's a romanticized, sometimes racist view of that history. Talk about the role Black Cowboys played in the country's westward expansion.
Well, during that period, you have a really unique experience that happened in the African-American community, because this is halfway between where the end of slavery happened, emancipation was gained, and then also there was the Reconstruction era in the South. And you had this movement of African-American people going out west to try to find independent wages outside of the old system of sharecropping, which retained many aspects of slave work. And with that, you start finding that all these unique cultures start to bloom. And in the African-American community, you have places like Oklahoma, which has a lot of all-black towns that sprung up between the 1870s to the 1920s.
Let's listen to another tune off the album. This is Black Woman.
Come here, black woman. And sit on daddy's knee. Well, I've got something to tell you, pretty mama.
Dom, how do these songs shed light on this sometimes marginalized history?
Well, you know, that first track, for example, Black Woman, sheds a little bit of light on the strength and the power of the women of the West. Just like the African-American cowboys, there were African-American women, and then, of course, women of all sorts of ethnicities that were out West. And one of the first books I read on black cowboys was a book about a black cowboy named Bones Hooks, and he was from the panhandle of Texas. And one of the things that he tried to do in his last years, I guess that was in the 1940s, he wrote a letter to the Pioneer Society that he was a part of, and he wanted to erect a statue to the frontier women. And the reason that he wrote in his letter was that the men had built Boot Hill and Tuscoa Hill and all of the saloons and the rough and rowdy places of the West. But it wasn't until the women came and settled in the West that you started seeing churches and schools and some of the finer things in life that you can really build a society and a civilization. That's when you really start seeing the development.
You introduce us to a lot of characters. Here's a song called Steel Pony Blues. Let's take a listen.
You get down to Holbrook, you won't find me there. Good Lord, I got the first thing smoking down the road somewhere. Got the first thing smoking down the road somewhere. Well, I caught my steel pony and boys, I'm gonna ride. Getting far too old to follow this here herd. Good Lord, I caught the first thing smoking down the road somewhere. Called the first thing smoking down the road somewhere. Now I called my steel pony and boys, I'm going to ride.
This is about Nat Love, known as Deadwood Dick. Who was he?
He was a black cowboy who was born in Tennessee, and then after emancipation, he moved out west, and he worked in Arizona as a cowboy for a long time in a town called Holbrook, Arizona. And later on, he began to work at the Denver and Rio Grande Western Railroad line as a Pullman porter. And I started finding that that was a trend as a lot of the cowboy work went away. Many of the African-American cowboys became Pullman porters on the train lines. And that was something that I thought was a very unique experience, just because the history of Pullman porters and how they linked to the later civil rights movement in the 40s, 50s, and 60s, I thought that that was a very unique connection to make, where you can think of these black cowboys as having gone through all of the different cattle trails and learning the entire United States continent, and then being able to translate that into their work on the railroad lines.
Left me, baby, 1 year ago, but I still love you. I'm moaning low, Lord, I'm blue and so down, honey. That lonesome old river's my home. I bought you diamonds.
It's long been said that cowboy singing was an answer to a lot of lonely nights traveling, sometimes without family. Is there a connection, you think, to the blues tradition in these songs?
Absolutely. The black cowboys, they brought those elements that we would now think of as the blues, and they brought them to cowboy music. And that was something that slowly developed over a long period of time. Because, of course, when we think of being out on the range, they didn't have radios or anything. So you just had to make songs up as part of the community, and they would expand, and then they would travel if they were liked well enough. I can't help but see those comparisons to how we now would describe the blues.
Little Joe the Wrangler speaks to some of that that you're just talking about.
Little Joe the Wrangler will never wrangle more. His days with the Ramuda, they are done. 'Twas a year ago last April he joined the outfit here. A little Texas stray and all alone.
It's a story of a young boy who leaves home because his stepmother starts beating him. And he goes out on the range and tries to join the cowboys out there. And there's a stampede that happens. And he ultimately tries to be a hero, and he dies doing it.
Dom, not all these songs on here are traditional. You wrote some of them. Let's take a listen to $1 Bill.
$1 Bill, $2 Bill, ain't no bill like a railroad bill. Take away that makeup, child, no, it ain't none of mine. If you keep wearing them false eyelashes, gal, you're gonna go stone blind with that railroad bill. $1
What was the inspiration behind that song?
Well, that song, I really wanted to approach the idea of Hollywood cowboys and the African-American Hollywood cowboy and just have a song that was just a real dramatic, cliffhanger type song where there was action and adventure, there was gunplay, there was a woman that had done a guy wrong, and just a lot of the elements that tend to that have won the American heart and imagination for more than a century. And, you know, I wanted to try to really make it rooted in traditional music and feature aspects of the music like the East Texas blues songsters, for example, like people like Lightning Hopkins and Mance Lipscomb, Lead Belly, Henry Ragtime, Texas Thomas. Those are all musicians that have pieces of the cowboy culture within their repertoires, and so I wanted to bring that into focus in addition to the stories that I had read about, so that there was you could get a good sense of musically where many of these cowboys in the early days were, because of course after the trail rides ended and after the African-American cowboys were gone, the image of the cowboy was redefined as a white person, and it was about the struggle of a white savior, and that's good and fine in of itself, but it's left a skewed perception of how we think about who was out there on the range and how diverse it was in the actual old days.
Well, we're going to go out on Texas Easy Street, Dom Flemons. His new album is Black Cowboys. It's on Smithsonian Folkways. Dom, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Well, thank you so much for having me on the show, Eric. It's just been a pleasure to speak with you.
Hey, what's the matter now? Please tell me, Mama, what's the matter now?
You're listening to Here and Now.